We do have some breaking news. The President of the United States does not have it under control. He has nothing under control whatsoever. And you can see that by looking at his Truth Social accounts, because he has been relentlessly posting about how every country, every person, every celebrity is attacking him. This dude is like, it's like Schrodinger's authoritarian. He's somehow the strong man who can drop the hammer on all of these countries, but also the weak victim who's just at the whim of Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift and the courts and China. We do have real leverage over China, but Trump is too scared to use it. And I can illustrate that by just reading a few of his posts and showing you that he is now basically backing down from the trade deal with China. Now, I'll cover Elon Musk and Donald Trump's meeting in just one second, but look at President Trump said China has violated a preliminary trade agreement. It's not even a trade agreement that's been signed by both sides. It's a preliminary trade agreement. Trump hasn't cut any real trade agreements because he can't. This is just whiplash economics that is hurting real people that can't plan business inventory when you don't know if you're going to be paying 30% tariffs or 145% tariffs. So Trump melted down in a Truth Social post and said, quote unquote, "So much for being Mr. Nice Guy, brother. You claim that you were going at full speed already. Now you're saying you were Mr. Nice Guy?" I mean, this is Trump chickening out. If you just zoom out, when Trump came into office, he immediately placed tariffs on Colombia. Do you remember that? Do you guys remember the Colombia tariffs? Then he removed them same day. Then it was Canada and Mexico. But then he removed them and delayed them. Then it was Liberation Day tariffs that he ended up removing. And now this is a pretext to stop talking trade with China, which is Trump always chickening out. Trump also has had peace deals with Vladimir Putin fall through because he so naively thought that he could get Putin to agree to anything. Putin is a bad faith actor. That is who he is. And Trump thought that due to his personality, he could get Putin to fall in love with him. I don't know. But stock futures immediately fell after Trump's statement. And that's why during the meeting with Elon Musk, Donald Trump pulled out an iPad and tried to begin claiming that, you know, that the stock market was raging. It's not. It's dropping due to the unpredictability of tariffs. But President Donald Trump on Friday said that China has, quote, totally violated its preliminary trade agreement with the United States. By the way, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you drop some tacos or blue hearts or whatever. And just to zoom out, U.S. ports are grappling with on-again, off-again tariffs in a really, really rough way. Whether it's the ports that are confused or the courts that are confusing the ports, it's basically all Trump's fault. Court rulings overturning and then at least temporarily allowing President Trump's tariffs add to the uncertainty disrupting businesses at U.S. ports. And what does this all mean? Just to simplify this, I think the talking point that people should focus on is that it's not even a talking point. It's a reality. But a lot of Democratic politicians, because I know people do watch my content that are in the messaging field or aides, you want to say that the truth, the vast majority of Americans don't even have $500 on hand to cover an emergency. How are they going to pay an extra $5,000 because of Trump's insane inflationary tariffs? That's the simple line. I see a lot of politicians and communicators getting caught up in the global alliances, but it's just simple to say that people can't pay for this shit. Trump is chickening out and it's costing the American people over and over and over. It's not leadership. It's kind of just improv. It's like improvisation on a global scale. And I know if I check Twitter, everyone's going to be saying it's 4D chess, but the 4D chess is absolutely incoherent. News that President Trump's tariffs were off, then back on, rippled on Thursday through two California ports that are the busiest in the nation, where tens of thousands of dock workers, truck drivers, and others were working to busily unload containers, and it was sent into a frenzy. And now this dude has the goal to post on Truth Social, quote unquote, 2 weeks ago, China was in grave economic danger. Very high tariffs. The very high tariffs I set made it virtually impossible for China to trade into the United States marketplace, which is by far number one in the world. We went, in effect, cold turkey with China, and it was devastating for them. Many factories closed, and there was, to put it mildly, civil unrest. Sorry, I saw what was happening and didn't like it. For them, not for us. Bro is claiming that he stepped in to save China only a few days after he claimed that he stepped in to save Russia. It's absolutely absurd. He then says, I made a fast deal with China in order to save them from what I thought was going to be a very bad situation. This dude is melting down over China, and this really exposes how deluded he is. Trump wants you to believe he single-handedly brought China to knees, to its knee with his tariffs, when in reality, China's economy has been slowing for years, and there's no economic collapse going on. He said, I made a fast deal with China because I didn't want to see this happening. Because of this deal, everything quickly stabilized and China got back to business as usual. So this dude is just writing fan fiction now? Everybody was happy. That is the good news. The bad news is that China, perhaps not surprisingly to some, has totally violated its agreement. I don't even know, like, Trump nowhere in that mentions the real story. The real story is that Trump placed 145% tariffs on China, and then China placed retaliatory tariffs, and his reckless policy got him in such a hole, he's backing out and claiming that China violated things. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer. You guys remember Jamison Greer? He's the guy who keeps getting caught in meetings, not even knowing what's going on. U.S. Trade Rep Jamison Greer, in a CNBC interview Friday morning, echoed Trump's allegations, saying, we're very concerned with China's non-compliance with the temporary trade deal. The eternal victim administration continues. CNBC has requested comment from China's embassy in Washington, D.C. The U.S. and China on May 12th agreed to a 90-day suspension on most tariffs. It's just absolutely wild. And as this is happening, Trump is currently holding a press conference with Elon Musk that we'll return to in just one second. But to continue, he ends it off by saying, so much for being Mr. Nice Guy. You want to know the problem with this is, number one, Trump is a chicken. He's not a nice guy. He's a chicken. Number two, when he came into office, he took the most extreme policies possible. What do you mean, Mr. Nice Guy? He's now saying all of this is just fan fiction. Trump should write a novel. If he wants to write novels about him saving China and stepping in and saving Russia, please just do that. But don't write it in foreign policy and use it as a press release. But being Mr. Nice Guy would be you calling our allies and trying to cut a deal. This dude nuked one of our deals with South Korea that Obama negotiated. It was a free trade deal. One more time. Obama negotiated a free trade agreement with South Korea where we had essentially zero tariffs. Trump got into office, ripped that trade deal up, and then renegotiated a deal that was exactly the same, but just stamped his name on it. But he didn't actually ratify it through Congress. So in 4 years, South Korea is going to be like, what the fuck? Whatever administration's next, they're going to want another deal. Obama's was actually ratified through Congress. So when you say so much for being Mr. Nice Guy, he's actually just admitting that he's an idiot. This isn't embarrassing. It's dangerous. And he's injecting chaos into the political markets, into our alliances. And the takeaway here isn't that China betrayed us, it's that Trump doesn't understand how trade works. He treats global supply chains like it's a casino, and he's gambling things. Like, he is actually, because he bankrupted six casinos. That's the perfect analogy, and, you know, that's all I have to say on that topic.